I picked up one kid from summer camp and dropped off two kids at summer camp on Sunday. So it was about 8 hours of driving. It could have been fewer hours, but that's how it worked out. It was my first time taking the Rivian on a road trippy kind of trip. Road trip, I mean, that's used a little bit hyperbolically, but you know, 8 hours in the car. And it was a lot of fun. I had picked out a place where I knew I could charge the Rivian, but instead went to a Tesla supercharger that's in Moosic, Pennsylvania. I didn't use the Tesla superchargers, even though there's an adapter on its way to me from Rivian. But there also is a Rivian Access Network charger, or Rivian Adventure Network, I think is what they call it, charger right next to it. And it was funny being one of two Rivians charging at that Rivian charger while all the people at the Tesla supercharger, which was overcrowded, stared and asked questions about Rivians, which was funny. But it was fun to take that car. A little roomier for the kids and luggage as we went both directions. So that was good. So here are some camp thoughts and driving thoughts, I guess.
Your daily Lex.
So on the way back, we did not need to stop to charge. We had plenty of range on the battery. But shortly after leaving camp, both Ani and Lauren were like, hey, even though we don't have to charge, can we still stop? And I was like, why? And they're both like, well, we want to pee. Now, they had just used the bathroom when we left, but you know, 20 minutes in, they both wanted to pee again. Okay. And I said, well, if we're going to stop somewhere, let's stop where we can charge the car again. And to be clear, my two Teslas are older and they have unlimited supercharging. So I like to think of them as costing Elon Musk money at this point. The Rivian does not have unlimited supercharging or charging of any kind. So you pay for it. But I had paid about $17 to add a couple hundred miles to the battery at our first stop. So I wasn't grumpy about stopping again. I was like, if we're going to stop somewhere, let's do it where we can charge. And then we decided to stop at exactly the same place. So we went right back to that Moosic, Pennsylvania charger. And it was great. Got some Starbucks and charged up the car some more. And everybody who wanted to pee got to pee. I did not. I just handled it, you know, how we do. But so, you know, taking your kids to camp is always so weird. I vividly remember what it was like when I would get dropped off at camp. You can see their excitement / nervousness / you know, not wanting us to go, but also being ready for us to go. Cause like you're in one mode when your parents are still there, and it's a different thing once they leave. So it was all of that. Ani got tips. The camp has this year moved to encouraging parents to tip via an app. When I saw that, I sent Ani a tip of $10, even though it cost me 65 cents to send that tip. I did it. Ani got a variety of tips over the summer along with the paycheck. So that was all exciting. But, Ani had one camper, whose dad, I won't identify in this podcast, but let's just say that this camper's dad, Ani learned right near the end of the summer, is a millionaire many times over. Works in Hollywood and has had many, many successful projects. That was the kid's dad. And that dad has thus far not tipped. So I think he sucks, even though I have liked some of his creative output, let's say. Is that anonymous enough for you? He knows what he did. So there was all that. Plus I got to see some old camp friends and I got to see some old college friends whose kids go to the same camp that we were at. So that was exciting. But one of the things I've been pressuring Liam on, especially Sierra, knows what she's going to do this summer. She's going to, do the show. She's going to do some kind of music related thing. And she's going to do some kind of, arts and crafts thing. I'm sure. As for what Liam will choose at this Choose Your Own Adventure style camp, he'll definitely be in Sound City, which is, you know, their rock band place. They call it Rock Shop, just like they call it here in Jersey. So he'll definitely do a band there, but he'd love to do the sound mixing, audio mixing and mastering, but it's often at the same time as bands. And I'm like, bro, I want you to just go up to the counselors and be like, hey, I love this stuff. Can they not be at the same time so that I can do both things? And he promised me he was going to try. So we'll see how that goes. Now it's just the desperate waiting to hear what the kids have to say. And every other year we've been able to email the kids and they print out the emails and hand them to them. This year we can still email them, but we have to do it via the Campanion app, which is the same app they use to send photos of your kids. And that's annoying. I would much rather use my email app than some dumb third-party iPhone-only app. But I'll do what it takes to be in contact with my kids. Also, when they get to computers, they can use my secret chat app and write to us that way. Anyway, that's my day. Hope you are having a wonderful Monday.
Lex.